good, baby?
Yeah. Look at what I did.
Yeah, it's real pretty.
And I drew something. Wait, it's right. It's in this spot.
Yeah?
Here.
That is real pretty.
Wait, I think I passed it. Yeah, I passed it. This.
Wow, that's pretty. Did you make that for me?
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go live here in a little bit, okay? You be good, okay? We'll talk soon. All right, be good. Be good.
All right, guys.
Be careful, baby.
All right, we're set. All right, guys, we are live at Framing the World with a very special live stream today. We are going to be talking with Brian Mache yet again. And so some things have transpired since the last time we talked to him. If you haven't yet seen that first interview, make sure you go back, check out that first interview we did like a week ago with Brian Mache. He is the family nurse practitioner that we interviewed. He's also a USAF veteran of 8 years, and he's a father of sextuplets. And so this is actually him right here. I met him at a rally here in Phoenix, and he's a really nice guy, and he's standing up for his rights, and you know, he's just a great example. So we want to promote him and promote his message, because we definitely agree in that message. But like I said, some things have transpired, and he unfortunately has recently been fired from his job. In fact, his job said that he was terminated. They had to terminate the relationship. Whatever, you know, they fired him for standing up against this fraud known as the coronavirus. And so I really appreciate his stand. I appreciate him wanting to come back on the show and talk about this. And so we want to have him on and discuss it with you. Guys, if you haven't yet gone to framingtheworld.com recently, make sure to check out our website. There's a lot of great products on the store there. You can get a whole variety of different things. We have a lot of health products, conspiracy products, and other things. So make sure you check out framingtheworld.com. Support us, guys. We really do need all the support we can get. We kind of just do this show on a shoestring budget. It's your orders, your support that really get us through. So if you haven't yet sponsored us on Patreon, make sure to go to Patreon, sponsor us for $5 a month. That'll help us keep doing this show. If we can get enough of you guys out there to just put $5 a month on the show, it'll really make a huge difference. So again, guys, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to share and like this video. These streams have been going great. You know, I'm really, really happy with how things are going. Obviously, there's a lot of things I'm trying to improve. And so slowly we're going to be improving things. But, you know, we can't do it without your support. So if you can support us, consider donating to the show. We'll put a link in the description of this video. We'll actually put a link in the chat right now so you can go and donate to the show. Help us keep this thing going. And you can just donate $10 or $50, whatever you feel comfortable with donating. We really would appreciate it. We're trying to buy a few different products here that will make the stream definitely go a lot better. And, you know, I would like to be able to pay someone to help me do the show, book guests, and do all that stuff. And so yeah, so if you guys can support the show, if you like it, if you like the content, make sure to donate to the show. But again, guys, we are going to be talking with Brian Mache. He is a family nurse practitioner here in Phoenix, Arizona. He's a father of sextuplets, Phoenix nurse, and small business owner. You know, and I never asked him last time we had him on the show. He said he's a small business owner. What business does he have? I'd be curious to know what business that is, especially since he's now been fired. Maybe we could promote that business a little bit. But I really appreciate you guys staying with us here. and supporting the channel. Make sure to hit that thumbs up button. Make sure to share this video on your social media, and we're going to get to it here today. So we're going to have him on in a few minutes. I did want to just discuss real quick a few things that I think are very important. And those things are, you know, let me pull it up here. But those things are this Lodi police chief, or this Lodi police officer that was fired. So I wanted to play that clip for you today and just talk about that and talk about a few other things, because, you know, Brian Mache is being persecuted for his beliefs here. It's just his opinion. He's being fired not because he's doing a bad job at work. He's being fired because of his opinion. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to be bringing a lawsuit against the hospital that he's being fired from. But we'll talk to him about that. I know the name of the hospital. I don't know if I should say it online. We'll let him say it if he wants to say it. I definitely don't want to get him in more trouble than he already is. And so we'll wait to hear from them there. But again, guys, there's a Lodi police officer that was recently fired for not wanting to enforce the stay-at-home orders. And so we're going to play that clip here for you guys, because I think these things are, you know, important. And, you know, if this guy doesn't, I mean, it's totally against the Constitution. So let's play this clip here, and you'll know what I mean.
Tonight, a Lodi police officer says he was fired for not enforcing the state's stay-at-home order.
And in just the past 24 hours, the community has raised thousands of dollars to support his family. CBS 13's Marissa Perlman is live in Lodi now with more on how he ended up out of a job. Marissa.
Yeah, former police officer Jordan Duncan only worked here at the Lodi Police Department for about 4 months' time. Now, today, city leaders would only confirm a date of separation, pointing to this past April. But Officer Duncan tells us he was fired for not enforcing that stay-at-home order.
Obviously, by what he's got on his car, you know, you don't see that around too much, but, you know, it's his right to do that.
The car parked outside of former officer Jordan Duncan's home speaks volumes. Big reopen letters calling for the governor to get people back to work.
That's just a tough position he's put in.
Longtime neighbors like Mike have heard of the big fundraising effort for Duncan's family. $20,000 in 24 hours after he says he was fired for ultimately refusing to enforce the shelter-in-place order, something his neighbors can understand.
I believe it's time in certain areas. Probably, you know.
Duncan wouldn't speak with us on camera, but he did tell us he's looking into getting a lawyer. He also said he's the son of the Lodi pastor who refused to follow the stay-at-home order and continued to hold services at his church just down the street from his home. Friends tell us his family has generations of civil service.
Great guy. Great kid. You know, like I say, he's probably one of the most honest cops here on the force. But I don't know. Like I say, he's just put in a tough position.
The details of the incident in particular aren't clear, but city officials do confirm an April separation date, but wouldn't go as far as to say that Duncan was fired. They did point us to this recent ruling, which calls the stay-at-home order lawful, and we're told police officers can't choose which laws to enforce. And that GoFundMe page, you guys, now up to $25,000 at this hour. The GoFundMe page says the money raised will be given to Duncan's family and will also go to future legal service needs. For now, back to you guys.
All right. Yeah, that's just ridiculous because, you know, what does that even mean? Like, isn't it his job to enforce the Constitution of the United States? And so, you know, I appreciate him standing up for his rights. And, you know, it's interesting that his father is also a pastor. I'd love to check out that church. I'm not sure what kind of stripe of church that is, but I'd be interested in seeing more about his church. But, yeah, this is just ridiculous, guys. This whole thing is a fraud. And so I'm glad people are standing up against this because, you know, if people don't stand up against this, then they're just going to push right over us. And, you know, I believe that this is the test. And they just kind of threw this thing out there to see if people would fall for it. And people fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. A lot of people I know and respect have fallen for it, and it's just sad. And so, yeah, and you know how they were talking about deploying the National Guard and stuff at first? Because I'm not sure if they thought they'd have more pushback, but, you know, they deployed the National Guard, and then there's no pushback. So they probably were thinking, like, okay, let's hold back the National Guard because everyone's just doing what we want them to do anyways. And so, you know, it's pretty easy to take over everything. But, all right, well, yeah. So I'm really proud of that guy for standing up for his rights. I did want to play a few more clips here, and then we're going to go to Brian Mache. We're going to have him on the show here in a little bit. He's going to be our guest today, but I did want to play another person who stood up for their rights, and that is a hair salon owner. And I know we talked about this on the show the other day, but I want to play another clip because she was actually sent to jail because she refused to keep her business closed. And so I'm going to play a clip right now about this brave lady that stood up for her employees and stood up for her rights. So let's play this clip here.
Good news out of Dallas, Texas tonight. A local salon owner, her name, Shelley Luther. She was given a 7-day jail sentence, fined $7,000, all because she opened the doors to her business in spite of, quote, the local lockdown orders. Thank God today she was released from prison after some support from the governor, lieutenant governor, the AG of Texas. She joins us now. Shelley Luther, thank God you're free. How are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better now. Thank you so much.
When the judge said to apologize, we had your boyfriend on last night, said it reminded me of William Wallace in Braveheart. The prisoner would like to speak a word. You need to apologize. What were you thinking when he said you need to apologize to the politicians? I was like, what?
I think he was referring to Clay Jenkins, the, you know, county commissioner. That was the last thing I was going to do, honestly, because the way that he has acted during this entire thing is just ridiculous. So I just couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to apologize.
I admire your courage. How was jail? Well, I'm sure it wasn't pleasant. And I heard there's coronavirus in that jail.
It's definitely not pleasant. But fortunately, I had a cell by myself. It had a rec area that had other individuals in there. The worst thing was that I didn't get to call anybody when I got there the whole first night. And that's kind of scary because I have, you know, a daughter that just turned 17 at home. And if my boyfriend wasn't there to tell, you know, talk to her or anything, I wouldn't have come home and she wouldn't have known where I was.
That's pretty scary. Tell us why you decided to open. And what measures for safety did you take?
Well, it wasn't, I mean, we were shut down March 22nd, so it had been several weeks that, you know, the government was kind of telling us the money was coming. And the Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins kept pushing back the date of when we would open weeks out in advance before even, you know, hearing any new comings of what was going on with masks or whatever. And when he finally pushed it back a final time, I just woke up one day and I said, I have to open. My stylists are calling me. They're not making their mortgage. I was at right now. I still am not caught up. I'm 2 months behind on my mortgage. And my stylists were telling me that they wanted to, you know, what do you think if I go underground and go to people's houses? And I just said, you know, that's not a good idea because we can't control the environment there. We don't know if it's been disinfected or anything like that. And I just decided I would open to create a safe place for the stylists and to make sure that I wasn't the reason they weren't making money.
All right. Well, man, I really appreciate Shelley Luther, you know, standing up for her rights. And, you know, she's a brave lady to do that. And, you know, when you're forced to do things, I guess, you know, It's just sad because I just wish that more restaurants, more businesses would take this stand, more churches would take this stand, and you know, stand up for their rights to remain open. And if everyone just said, you know, screw this, we're just staying open, then, you know, it'd be really hard to deal with everyone. And so, again, guys, we are going to be talking with Brian Mache in a little bit here. He has been fired from his job for speaking out against the coronavirus, against this lockdown. And, you know, I appreciate his stance, and I support his stance. I definitely hope he didn't get fired because of our show, that the show we had last time. We're going to talk to him about what we can do to promote him and what is new for him right now. And I definitely think he's going to be bringing a lawsuit as well. I'm not entirely sure what's happening there, but we're going to find out in a little bit. So make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you support us on through the website, through framingtheworld.com. You know, guys, I got a lot of different products on the store. Make sure you purchase something, support the shop, donate to the store. If you appreciate this show, if you appreciate what we're doing, you know, why don't you just go there, buy a book, or donate $5 a month to our Patreon account and help support us. But we're going to play one more clip here, and then we're going to go to Brian. I wanted to play this sheriff who, again, is refusing to arrest people over this stay-at-home order, and for, you know, refusing to arrest businesses for staying open. And so we're going to go to him and just listen to what he has to say.
Well, in some parts of the country, people risk jail for trying to earn a living. But in other places, law enforcement officers are refusing to play along with what is so obviously a power grab with no basis in science. Mojave County, Arizona is bigger than the state of Maryland by territory. So far, it's had fewer than 150 coronavirus cases. Now, the sheriff says he will not enforce Governor Doug Ducey's draconian stay-at-home order. Sheriff Doug Schuster joins us tonight. Sheriff, thanks so much for coming on. So you will not enforce this. Why?
Well, first of all, Tucker, thank you for having me. I want to be very clear. This is not the country that I grew up in. You know, I never thought I'd see a day where hardworking Americans are criminalized for trying to make a living supporting their family. We look at this through the Constitution, which is very clear. It's obvious to me that we have a lot of overreach, which is very damaging. And according to the Constitution, last time I checked, you know, the law of the land, in order for a law to be constitutional, it must fairly apply to all of our citizens equally. And that's not the case out here. And so having said that, I made the statement that I am not going to make criminals out of people who are trying to make a living. And I stand behind that statement.
So does Doug Ducey believe your governor and believe that he has the right to supersede the Constitution? Has he explained this to you?
I haven't personally spoken with Governor Ducey. I'm sure the man is doing what he feels is best. The concern I have is you're talking about guidelines that are coming from the CDC that are turned into executive orders, which are now being brought into law, and we're literally making it a crime to try and make a living, and that's something that I am not going to stand for.
Why should rules that apply to Maricopa County, which is the most densely populated county in Arizona, apply to Mojave County, which is obviously not?
Well, that's a question that's been asked repeatedly. Every area is different based on geographical basis. Mojave County is a very rural county. We are very widespread.
Yeah.
And a lot of our county borders up to California, Utah, and Nevada. We continue to see a large influx of people coming in, enjoying the summer, the activities that Arizona has to offer, specifically Mojave County, and yet we're telling our locals to stay in lockdown, and that if they leave their houses or if they, you know, dare go to work, there could be criminal repercussions. And the concern I have, Tucker, it's very clear. In my hometown, in Lake Havasu City, many businesses are open, while others are being told they can't, even if they choose, even if they elect to operate their private business, adhering to all the safety guidelines that are in place. No one's trying to downplay COVID, the COVID virus. We want everyone to be safe. Right. But I think the American public is smart enough to make their own choices and decisions at this point.
Well, they are free citizens in a free country, especially South in Mojave County, Arizona. Great place.
Yeah.
Amen. Sheriff, great to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tucker, very much.
All right. Well, you know, it's crazy, but I'm so glad we have sheriffs like that standing up for our rights. And so we have Brian Mache on the line right now. And for those of you who don't know who he is, we recorded a segment with him about a week ago, a live stream. Make sure to check out that video. It's on our YouTube channel. It was a great interview by him. But a lot of things have transpired since that interview. And so I don't really know everything that's happened. I kind of wanted to just save it for the live stream here so we could talk to him and just, you know, talk it through live on air. And so I appreciate him coming on. Brian Mache is a family nurse practitioner. He is a USAF veteran of 8 years, father of sextuplets, and a Phoenix nurse and small business owner. And so I really appreciate him coming on the line today. Brian, just give us an update, man, on everything that's happened.
Sure.
So yeah, far. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too. It's definitely been a turn of events in the last week. I just wanted to preface real quick. It's interesting that you had Sheriff Schuster on because you played that clip because I'm actually from Lake Havasu. That's my hometown.
Oh, wow.
And that's actually where I grew up. So I just thought that was kind of funny that love for the country, the Constitution, and our values runs deep in that part of the country, and it, just as it stays with me as well. So since last week, it's funny because you did ask me the question last week, you know, are you concerned about, you know, your job or losing your job or anything like that? And I felt like, you know, we had gotten to a point where there were more doctors and more nurses speaking up and people speaking out from a healthcare standpoint. And I thought, you know, yeah, I'm probably okay now. I was speaking out from the very beginning, you know, 6-7 weeks ago, and, you know, I almost felt like it was more dangerous then. And then I thought, like, yeah, things are getting better. Like, other people are coming forward and saying things. And now there was a turn of events where on Monday afternoon I was contacted by so I work for a company called Atlas, and they're in partnership with Banner Health. And they own like a series of outpatient surgery centers and like about 10 of them. And they're owned like 50-50 roughly. Well, I had posted a video from last Friday of myself interviewing Victoria Steele, who's a senator from Tucson. And she had voted to shut the government down through the sign-e-die process. So, you know, myself and some other patriots, you know, we started interviewing these elected officials in the parking lot right outside the Capitol. DPS officers everywhere, the sergeant of arms, it was very safe. There was no, this was not a violent, you know, situation at all. Like I said, you know, there were police officers everywhere. And it's literally gotten to the point where the narrative for this whole discussion around COVID-19 has changed so much that you can't even question your elected leaders anymore. Because I approached Victoria and started to talk to her. I explained to her, hey, I'm a nurse here in Phoenix. Like, I work in the hospital. I actually know what, you know, I'm seeing things firsthand. You know, would you give me a few minutes of your time? And so she stopped. She started to listen to me as I asked questions. And then, opened her car door, and we thought she was going to leave. And instead, she put her bag down, pulled her phone out, and started filming me. And, you know, there were other people there that were with me that were filming as well. So there's a couple different angles of this interaction. But then she uploaded her video to her Twitter account and had stated that, you know, she said, these people are dangerous, and I felt threatened and scared. Then a former anesthesiologist that I used to work with, who I know personally, like we've done a couple hundred cases together, he screenshotted part of that video and put on his Facebook, you know, who is this nurse? He knew exactly who I was. I've known the man for 5 years, and we argue about politics on Facebook all the time. But he tried to act as if he didn't know who I was. He put the picture on Facebook, said, who is this nurse? This nurse physically threatened Victoria Steele with violence at the Capitol today over all of this. I mean, completely slanderous, you know. And so this video of hers got thousands of views on Twitter. And there were all of these people that were, they started calling me a neo-Nazi and a racist and a white supremacist. And I have ties to groups that are seeking to overthrow the government violently. And they started putting, you know, hashtagging, you know, Banner Health, why would you employ this nurse? And then at Banner Health and all this kind of stuff, where it was literally like, what is happening? Like, this is crazy, you know, like, I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm not a skinhead. I'm not a racist. You know, I have no ties to any groups. You know, I have an ex-fiance of 5 years who has 3 black children that I helped raise that I loved like my own kids. I'm like, I literally couldn't believe what was happening. And so Banner got wind of this via Twitter, and they called Monday, and they decided to terminate me over this. And they have not provided any actual written reason for termination. They said based over what happened on social media, and that was it. And then yesterday I got a call back from them where they basically said like, hey, you know, we want to offer you 1 month of severance, and we'd also like to have you sign a non-disclosure agreement and not discuss about what happened. Or not discuss us at all anymore, which, you know, I contacted an attorney. I said, you know, I can't sign anything or agree to anything without speaking to counsel first. You know, and it's to the point where it's like, we don't even have First Amendment free speech anymore. You know, we can't even question our leaders, where if we do, like, you know, all of a sudden we get labeled as things that aren't even remotely close to who we are as people. And so, yeah, so they terminated me over it, and I'm in discussion right now with a lawyer as to whether or not, you know, we're going to pursue further legal action, not only against Victoria Steele, but against Banner, against Atlas, and against the physician who said all these terrible slanderous things about me.
Wow. Wow. And you know what? They probably wanted to offer you that severance package just to shut you up, because they know you have a platform. They know that a lot of people are listening to you right now and love what you're doing. And so I think that's the main reason why they wanted to shut you down on that. But
otherwise, I don't think there would have been a non-disclosure agreement in it. You know, like that non-disclosure agreement's there, you know, kind of to shut me up in a way.
Yeah. Well, I know it's all kind of just happening, and you don't really know what's going to transpire. I know a lot will happen over the next week. I really appreciate you coming in.
For sure.
It's just crazy how if you have a position of authority and you stand up against this, they fire you. And if you're just no one, they just social shame you into just silencing.
Totally.
And then also, they're giving all this welfare to everyone, so everyone's loving life because they're making more money, staying home, and so no one's speaking out against this. And so I really appreciate people like you that are standing up for our constitutional rights and standing up against these this tyrannical lockdown.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like you know, I've had these discussions with my parents where they're like, you know, we know the way you're built, Brian. You have to speak out. But, you know, we want you to be, you know, careful when you do this. And it's like I fall back on that phrase that Benjamin Franklin said years ago, which was rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. And I feel like, you know, there's one tiny little part of me, this little 1% that wants to just like, be quiet, put my head down, let the flak blow over, you know, get another job and just move on. But then it wouldn't be honoring myself and who I am. And it's like the other 99% of me is like, no, absolutely not. Like, you need to fight back even harder now, because this just proves that, like, they don't want to accept, you know, any opinion that is outside of what their plandemic or their narrative. And it really has become like a way to like reframe the discussion, you know, and reframe the world.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I do have that encounter with you and Victoria Steele. You want me to play that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, 100% for sure.
Yeah, then I'll play it right now just to let the audience, people are kind of asking some questions in the chat. So we'll play this video, and this will give you a little insight on kind of what brought this all on. So let me cue that up here.
Sure. This is what's happening right here, folks. She's trying to intimidate me and get me to leave and tell me to back up 6 feet
when she could get
in her car and walk away.
That mask is ineffective.
She could get in her car and walk away. I'm a real registered nurse here in Phoenix, Arizona.
How are you not listening to a healthcare
give me time
official
to talk to me about what's really happening in our state? Okay? Are you ashamed of yourself or no?
You have anything to say for yourself?
Anything at all. Okay? Anything at all.
Here she is. Look her
you
up.
Want to know the real truth about what's really going on? And the fact that, like, we have a case fatality rate of 0.01 to 0.03%.
No, he can't get us away from
this. I don't have to move from this spot, sir. She can get
in her
car
and she can leave. You were able to get in your car the entire time. Nobody blocked your door.
It's not a law that I have to stand 6 feet back from her car. I'm not blocking the path, sir. You can back this car up. Okay? I'm a real nurse here in Phoenix, wanting to have a conversation with my elected leaders, and they're not letting me.
That's right.
This is not blocking her path. She can back her car out.
She will. Go ahead.
But she wants to sit here and intimidate us and tell me that I need to move. No, this is a free country. This is still a free country.
He's ABC News.
Unbelievable. Be ashamed of yourself.
To be ashamed of yourself, lady.
Just like the rest of us did. We all took oaths.
It's we the people, ma'am.
Brainwashed zombies. What happened to anybody?
All right, so that right there was Victoria Steele, right, in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Victoria Steele from Tucson. And I didn't know this at the time, but I think this is the worst part of it all, is that Victoria, I guess, was a victim of rape years ago, so she's been very active in the Me Too movement. And you know, I just want to say that's horrible. You know, that's terrible that happened to her. Like, I feel major empathy for anybody that has gone through anything like that. Like, that is a terrible thing. But when we say things on social media that people are dangerous and they felt threatened and she was scared and everything else, and clearly from that video, we did none of those things. There were police officers there, everything. It actually discredits other women who have had things happen to them. You know, it's like the cry wolf syndrome, you know, like when you throw that out there, you then make it harder for another woman to stand up, you know? And I feel like it was a complete like hijacking of the entire situation, you know? And that's wrong, you know, because for people that have, you know, that do want to come forward and say something, then people begin to question them, you know, because of this. And it's really the whole situation just not only disappoints me, it disgusts me. It's like what Sheriff Suster said on Fox, you know, like, this is not the country that I grew up in. And it doesn't look like the same country. It doesn't feel like the same country. And, you know, I have a lot of fear about what's coming down the road, because I feel like this whole, like, oh, we're going to let you go to the gym now and we're going to let you open your swimming pool. Like, we're getting this almost as if like our parents are giving us some privileges back. But they're not saying that, you know, we're also going to do contact tracing and we're going to send people into your, you know, businesses and send people to your homes and start testing you whether or not you came in contact with someone. And then if you did, we're going to, you know, make sure that you're socially distancing yourself from everybody else. And then they're going to interview you and say, okay, who else have you been in contact with? And they're not going to make the government do it. they're going to make businesses do it. And what they're going to do is apply peer pressure, and they're going to say, hey, like, in order for you to come back to work, you have to get tested for the virus, okay? And so people are going to be left with, do I submit to this testing in order to work? Well, if I submit to this testing and say I do have it, then all of a sudden they can then come to me and interview me and say, hey, we want to know everybody else that you came in contact with. But people are going to think that life is better because we're getting to go to the swimming pool and we're getting, you know, they're going to start sports again and all this kind of stuff. And instead, they're going to apply peer pressure and social pressure where it becomes, oh, hey, Dustin, you're selfish. You're selfish, man. Why can't you just, you know, why can't you just get tested? You know, what's the big deal? You know, why aren't you willing to do that? And, you know, that to me is like terrible because they're going to start turning people against each other. You know, it's like a magician. You know, they pull magic tricks off by making you watch one hand and you don't have any idea what the other hand is doing over here. And so everybody on Facebook is like, yay, the lockdown is over. The lockdown is over. Arizona is free. But they don't know what's coming down the road because they don't really pay attention and they don't really do more research. And that is what scares me.
And, you know, I think that's a good point because and I think this is kind of what the big problem is this is going to blow away, you know, this is going to blow over more than likely. And it's what's going to happen next. You know,
right.
They're implementing all these laws right now all over the country, all over the world, to crack down on our civil liberties and to make us silent, to scare people to becoming silent. And
right.
And so when, you know, a real deadly virus comes in the future, you know, a more serious virus, you know,
sure,
they're going to have all these laws already in place and they're going to crack down even harder next time. So we need to stand up now while we still have some semblance of freedom in this country. And I really,
absolutely,
yeah, I really appreciate it. And it's just sad how corporations like Banner Health or Atlas mm-hmm. Health, you know, if one person comments on their social media account, they panic. They don't know what to do. They're so scared of
right.
any kind of negative backlash from some random troll or, you know,
yeah.
in this case, it wasn't a random troll. But I mean, you know, that's just
yeah.
how it is with these companies. They're just one
right.
weirdo in his mother's basement starts commenting all over some company's Facebook page, and they have to
yeah.
fire the person for this one weirdo. And they just
yeah.
totally disparage someone's career, fire, make them lose their career, all over just because they don't like your opinion. It's crazy.
Right.
And
yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. It's just my opinion. Like, they're not even firing me over just my opinion. They fired me over just what people are saying about what took place, you
yeah.
know, like just what all the trolls are saying, which that to me is even like crazier. Like, if you're going to fire me over, you know, you disagree with my opinion and you're my employer, that's one thing. But you're not even saying that that's why you're firing me. You're firing me over all these other people that are just making up stuff and saying whatever they want. So that literally says, like, we can go out and do whatever we want. Like, I can go to someone's employer and just make up stuff about an employee. And that's enough to get them fired.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy how quickly kind of everything's changed in this world. Because it feels like even just 5 years ago or less, like, this world was very different. Like, it wasn't I don't know. It's the social shaming, though, is something I love to talk about because it's a real thing that they're doing and implementing. And if anyone goes out of the official narrative, they just shame them back to the official narrative, or at least make them back off so they just don't say anything. And that's why
yeah.
I really appreciate people like you. I appreciate the Mojave sheriff, like Doug Schuster, that
mm-hmm.
Lodi police officer that got fired. And so
Shelly Luther in Dallas, the salon owner. Yeah.
Yeah. The salon owner as well. And we played a clip earlier in this show showing her and how they arrested her and fined her. And I just really appreciate
yeah.
that she was able to raise so much money in the GoFundMe and kind of get some of that money back. Hopefully she gets
sure.
she makes out good on that. But have you, you should try contacting some news organizations or something and try to get this message out there more, because this is a pretty big deal that they're just firing people for an opinion on this issue.
Well, and what's crazy is that, you know, there were all those other nurses at the very first rally, you know, at the Capitol that were filmed and were, you know, put all over the newspaper and everything, but they're the opposite. They're part of the narrative, you know, like they were standing up there and they're on the front cover of the Arizona Republic, you know, like standing for our patients and all this kind of stuff. But then you get another nurse that like does a little critical thinking and asks questions and comes up with an opposite hypothesis on all this. And you know, me, and then I get destroyed over it. So it's just crazy, man.
I mean, every news article I saw on the rally, every news article or video I saw on the rally featured those nurses. It's like, why don't you show what, you know, it's just the narrative's crazy.
Yeah.
But, anything else you wanted to say? I just kind of did this live stream kind of impromptu today. And I just I just want you to be able to have a platform and just, you know, I have a smaller audience. I hope you can get picked up by some bigger audiences, but at least kind of get something out there to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, no, I just, I would appreciate anybody that would, go to my Twitter feed, Sex Uplet Strong 2007 times 6, just type in Brian Mache, you know, you can find it that way. And that they would just like tweet their support, you know, towards me and, you know, use the hashtag, you know, shame on you, banner health. And that they would retweet it to other people, you know, retweet it to Fox News, retweet it to Tucker Carlson, retweet it to James T. Harris, you know, people that, you know, if this message gets elevated up higher, you know, it may help spread the word more, because, you know, we can't let this type of stuff continue to happen. You know, we can't let people continue to be fired for wanting to speak out, you know, like, and wanting to tell the truth. You know, it's just wrong. Like, we have a First Amendment in this country for a reason, you know, to be able to protect our freedom of speech and our freedom of thought and ability and opinion. And so if people retweeted that, you know, like I said, and tweeted it to people higher up in the media, you know, like Tucker and Fox News and all that, like, that would be great, because I really would like to see something happen out of this to where other people feel a little bit, like, other people feel safer to speak up, you know, without the fear of them, you know, losing their job.
Yeah, exactly. And I just posted a link in the chat right now where you can go to support him on Twitter. I really hope you guys out there go to his Twitter account and show his support there. I appreciate it, Brian. Any final thoughts before we close down today?
No, nothing else. Just, you know, go outside, get fresh air, be in the public. Like, don't buy into any of this stuff, man. Like, you know, live your life. You know, if you're sick, stay home, you know, do what you're supposed to. You know, if you're going to go see grandpa, make sure that you've been healthy for a couple of weeks before you see him. You know, we're not denying any of this isn't real. We're just saying, you know, use some common sense.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate Brian, you know, standing up for his rights. And, you know, I hope you guys go over to his Twitter account right now, click the link in the chat, and I'll also put it in the description of this video to where you can go and show your support there. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it, man. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right.
All right, you too.
All right,
bye-bye.
God bless.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in today. This is just going to be a short live stream. I just wanted to, you know, quickly talk with him about the update. And I usually don't do live streams this early on in the day, but I thought this was a very important thing. I mean, I just feel bad. I'm glad it's not because of my show that he got fired. So that's good. He got fired just because someone said something bad about him, and, you know, something that's not even true. And so it's just sad the way this country's going. Well, I got to get back to my kids. They're downstairs, I'm sure, destroying my office. And so I just wanted to remind everyone to go to framingtheworld.com. Get some new products. I got Healing the Gerson Way, a fantastic book about the Gerson therapy. You can get at framingtheworld.com. Also, The Beautiful Truth is a new DVD that I have in the store. It's a DVD I sold for years. And then for the last like year and a half, I had it out of stock on our store. But it's definitely a great, great movie. And it's a therapy that I wholeheartedly believe in. It's a therapy that I've implemented in my life. And I actually did 3 months of it, pretty consistent. And I must say, like, I went from feeling just always sick and just all the time to feeling great. And I hope you just educate yourself, get these materials, and support us at framingtheworld.com. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. I hope you have a good rest of your Wednesday. God bless, and have a good day.